This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
He holding up to six, baby. This segment's sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Join me today.
My bad.
Go ahead.
What the Rock is cooking.
That's right. Before I move on, join me today on today's show. Besides our Facebookians and our Periscopians. I gotta figure something else out. Is Mr. 315 wearing his Seattle Seahawks?
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
That one's the good one.
That's the one I wanted.
We gotta give it
one
second.
Gotta get through the word.
Just gotta let the beat drop. Okay.
That's the good one you wanted to hear, the good natures. That's the really good one. And joining us, of course, is B3 Exponent. B3 Exponent.
See, I'm trying to get the computer love in. Every time I hear that song, I think about Menace to Society and Kane rolling through after he just got the Dayton's off old boy at the drive-through window.
Great scene, too, when he ride him at the drive-through.
He was chilling. He was clean. He said, I want the Rims, the Dayton's, and a double burger with cheese.
Oh, man. As you can tell, we're having fun in here today. It's a little bit chilly.
And like I said, I'm trying to get you guys back. You know, we keep turning Facebook off.
Yeah,
after
every segment, we try to turn it off so that way
we can save some, yeah.
Right, so we can get people back in, get some new listeners in. So don't worry if you see us, our show is not there anymore. What we'll do is we'll break it down. So it will say like hot sauce. It will say local. It will say NBA or whatever other segment we're talking about. So we'll try to break it up for everybody. So that way you don't have to watch 2 hours straight. You can watch 30 minutes, come back, watch 30 more minutes later.
We break it down, yo. Right. We break it down. We the breakdown sports show, baby.
That's absolutely. We got a great show for you today. We'll talk a little bit NFL. Maybe not.
Somebody's calling. You want to get on the show? 919-943-2044. Don't call. Don't call the Rock's phone directly.
Yeah, sorry. If you want to call, call that number. All right. Anyway, we got a good show for you today. A lot of NBA stuff we'll talk about, man. A lot of NBA stuff. But first, let's go into who you sitting at the bar with.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet.
And I stepped away.
Alright, who you guys sitting at the bar with this week?
Man, I am sitting with CP3. I am pouring CP3 a shot. Welcome to H-Town, baby. Welcome to the playing with James Harden, one of the best dynamic scorers, probably the best scorer in the league. Gets buckets, gets to the free throw line. I think it's going to work, man. It's going to be fun to watch. Houston, they won 50-some games last year. They'll win 50, close to 60 again. Let's see what they add around it. But it's going to be fun to watch, man. They're going to run, and when Houston and Golden State plays, the score might be close to 300.
I actually just walked into the bar and interrupted that conversation. It's like, that ish ain't going to work.
Stop.
Are you the heckler?
Yeah.
He's the heckler in the bar.
He the mad fan. Why
are you mad?
Yeah. So that's who you sitting at the bar with? You were being the heckler walking in?
No. I'm going to be a little different with this. We're not going to be in a bar, me and this particular person, because I don't know him. I don't know his name. I saw him online. Little kid. He's a little kid. We're going to be, instead of the
you
got to
be at like Chuck E. Cheese.
We're going to be at Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's or Jack in the Box or something. I'm sitting in Jack in the Box. I'm going to ask this kid who I don't know his name. I don't know if you saw it, but he was seen at a baseball game. I think it was a baseball game. He was shot from behind. He had a Lakers jersey on. A Kobe Bryant Lakers jersey on. Mm-hmm. But he had the 4 taped out to number 2. And the Bryant part, he had the everything but the B taped out. B, then he puts B-A-L-L and number 2. So he turned his Kobe jersey into a damn Lonzo Ball jersey.
Actually, who you should be sitting at the bar with is his dad and his mother. What the hell?
He might have done. I don't know. I believe he did it. Honestly, he turned his Kobe. The disrespect.
Wow.
I mean,
that's some balls.
Yeah.
Why you being mad at the kid for? He just showing his love for the pit. And
you don't do that.
You don't do that. That's like, wait for the jersey.
Maybe the kid didn't see Kobe play.
That's like them drafting in Chicago taking Jordan's jersey.
Or turning it into the Dwayne Wade jersey or something. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Not even Dwayne Wade. I'm talking about bringing in a rookie that hasn't played a minute in the NBA.
Exactly.
I'm talking about drafting somebody, taking Jordan's 23. Let's take the 3 out and have a number 2.
Maybe the kid and the parents ain't got the money for a $125 swing man jersey. I'm sorry. So you got to be creative.
Mamba Bryant. Are you kidding me?
Hold on a second. No, in that case, you still have to do something, all right? You're not letting your kid wear that. Like, come on, dude. That's where I draw the line. You can't do that. That's good, though.
Yeah, you had it all taped out. Yeah. That's disrespect. Anything that had the B and the 2 still, he left. It was bad. It was bad.
Now, how bad do you have to be for that to be okay? Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Bill Russell. Those guys, Jerry West, how bad do you have to be okay for them to mark out your jersey?
Yeah.
I mean, do you, like, if it's Dwight Howard, do you take his number?
Yes, you do.
That's okay, right?
You do that to Dwight Howard.
Yeah. Dwight Howard, yeah. So he's 10-time All-Star, that's okay. I'm trying to think. Is there a tier?
No, if it's an Adam Morrison jersey. You do that to the Adam Morrison jersey, okay?
All right, what about CP3 in L.A.?
Adam Morrison is a 2-time champ.
Yeah, you do that to the CP jersey if you get a new Clipper in. Why not?
So he's okay. Well, I mean, he's one.
You can do it to the Kobe jersey.
He's probably your best Clipper to ever play for the franchise. Him and Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor played for the Clippers, didn't he?
Yeah, well, okay. They were just the two best players to ever play for this franchise. So that's okay?
Yeah, why not? Now, that kid's jersey, if he wants to put Lonzo Ball over Kobe Bryant's name, go right ahead, kid.
No, but so there's like – we don't have like a – so you don't care who's on the jersey. It's okay to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. I disagree. You don't let a kid or anybody scrape at that number for certain players. I'm trying to think who else – besides Jordan and LeBron and Kobe – Shaq, even.
They burned LeBron's jersey when he left Cleveland the first time.
Well, they're just
so this is nothing compared to that.
Well, that's true. That is nothing.
He just wanted to show his love for Lonzo Ball, man. Saying, the NBA store. I blame the NBA store. The NBA store isn't fast enough with their merchandise. Let's go, NBA. What's going on? Why is it taking so long?
Well, it's still disrespect to do that, though. Just saying. It's disrespectful. Come on. I hope that kid's parents saw that.
Better learn something from this. He's gonna have to learn something from this. You don't do that.
Do you have a limit of what jersey you would do? Like, is there, besides Kobe and Michael and them, what if they did the Isaiah Thomas jersey? Was that okay?
No, it's not okay.
I'll be upset if they did Larry.
They turned Thomas into Tebow.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be mad if they changed Larry Johnson's. Now, somebody messed with my Larry. If I saw somebody do it with Larry Johnson's jersey, I'm flipping out.
Or he wore, like, let's say the rookie wore like 22 or something, and a kid takes a Sharpie and adds a number 2.
What? No. I got one. What if when we got Miles Plumlee and said him getting 18, they would give him, you know, Larry Johnson's number 2 jersey? I would have flipped out.
Miles said Larry ain't with our franchise.
It doesn't matter. He's Miles sick. Plumlee? He might, come on,
well, dude. Will he ever get that jersey retired?
No, no, he's a Nick. He is a Nick. He disclaimed people saying, a long time ago.
People saying Mello better watch out for his jersey.
That's my man, yeah, David. He wanted to call in earlier.
Okay. WWE, I'm sitting at the bar, WWE creative team to ask them, what the hell was that LeVar Ball segment? Who in the hell proved that?
Somebody approved it.
Come on, man. That was horrible.
It was L.A. It was – the thought was excellent. Like,
no, the thought was excellent, but they did not plan that well. But the execution
was god-awful.
You should have put him with Titus, the brand, letting them two brands go at it, and it would have been good. But that this was horrible. Yeah. All right, moving on. Let's go into the NBA. We got a lot of NBA stuff to talk about. Cavs now pursuing three-team trade for Paul George that would send Kevin Love to Denver. Supposedly, that's another trade being talked.
Who the hell is the GM for the Cleveland Cavaliers right now? Who's supposed to be making all these moves?
It would be the owner who has his little piglets making the moves.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to call them piglets because you got David Griffin fired. You're piglets.
Wow. Messed up.
Damn. Kevin Love was the guy you couldn't trade. Everybody wanted 3 years ago, and now – nobody wants Kevin Love. What in that contract? Crap did Kevin Love?
Yes,
the he's contract. He's got a very good contract. He's only making $20 million a season for
only
a supposedly max deal player. Allen Crabb is making $18 million a season.
Tyler Johnson's making $15
million. Matthew Dellavedova making $10 million a season. Timofey Mozgov is making $18 million a season. None of those guys are nowhere near the level of Kevin Love.
MKG is making $15 million a year.
Is he?
Gosh. Did Kevin Love do to these 15. People all of a sudden that nobody wants Kevin Love? No love for Kevin?
No.
Yeah, 19-11, too. Nothing to sneeze at.
They should have made that trade to the Clippers, let him go to L.A., but they did not. All right, so I don't think any of that's going to happen with Denver anyway. Mavs declined Dirk Nowitzki's $25 million team option and intends to sign him to new deal.
I think they're about to give Dirk Nowitzki a lifetime contract.
Oh, yeah. They'll never get rid of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be team owner, team president. The Rockets, of course, trade for Chris Paul, but also they're trying to trade for Paul George. Will it get done?
I doubt it. What are they going to offer?
What assets do they have?
I saw a report that really all you got is six man a year, Eric Gordon.
And Ryan Anderson.
No, you got Clint Capella, but you will have to give up Clint Capella.
They already got him. Miles Turner, though, and Thaddeus Young. You really need another young big in Indiana?
Oh, you mean you have to do like a three-team trade, I think, to get him.
Houston is trying to do a lot. They need to fill out their roster first and foremost, but I don't think they have anything anybody wants that would acquire them Paul George at the end of the
Clint
day.
Clint Capella is the key. I think you could trade him. Ryan Anderson
I think
is not,
Paul George stays in Indiana for another year.
Yeah.
I would be so against him being in Indiana to start the season. Yeah. The fans are going to kill him.
Right.
He's not going to give 100% effort because he's already told them, I'm not going
to
be here.
Yeah, I think no matter what you do, you have to go ahead and get rid of Paul
George. You got
George.
To. It's right? a lose-lose and, situation
get
right
what
now.
You can. Look what Chicago did with Jimmy Butler. All right, he had 2-3 years left on his contract. They had to go ahead and get rid of him because they've been talking about trading him for 2 years. This is the second year of Paul George being talked about being traded. You got to get what you can for Paul George because he's gone after this season.
He's already told you he's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
David says, whenever LeBron loses, it's always someone else's fault. Kevin Love is the fall guy.
Well, no, it's never LeBron's fault.
Yeah.
I've been saying that from day one of the show.
Well, this year was Tristan Thompson's fault. Where were you at, Double T? Right. Planning Chloe's birthday party, I guess.
Yeah.
blockbuster.
So, but anyway, going back to it, I can see the Rockets will have to make. I don't know how they're going to get Paul George, but you got to trade for him. You going all in, you might as well go all in this year.
Mm. Paul George can help. Paul Millsap can help, too. They need to land one more piece. They definitely need to land one more piece.
If they added Paul Millsap, you know, Paul Millsap or Blake Griffin and Paul George, watch out. That, and you keep Clint Capella. That's the only guy you need to keep on the Rockets besides Harden. Because you got to have that big guy. They, and Nane is there.
They need somebody that's going to play some defense, though. Right now, they have nobody that's going to play
defense.
That's
not true. It's Chris Paul.
You're going to ask Chris Paul. You add Paul George. Guard the best wing on the other person's team every night.
If you bring in Paul George, he can guard the best wing.
He's going to have to do something because we know James Harden ain't guarding the best
wing. No,
no. Oh, Lord, he's not.
No, he's not.
Or Melo.
No.
Melo ain't guarding nobody either.
And Paul Millsap can guard, you know, KD to a point.
Cool.
KD's great. I'm just saying.
KD will cook Paul Millsap.
But Millsap is more athletic than some of the other guys that could possibly do it. All right. Celtics trying to acquire Paul George and Hayward. Would this put them over the Cavs if they get Hayward and George?
Nope.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah
Paul George, and Gordon Hayward along with who? With who?
Horford? They'll probably have to get rid of
Crowder. Is Horford still going to be there?
Yeah, they'll keep – Horford ain't going nowhere. But they'll probably have to get rid of Crowder.
You know, I read the Boston fans want him out of there too.
Yeah, I would get rid of Crowder before I get rid of Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And Marcus – I would get rid of Marcus Smart before I got rid of any of them. Keep Crowder and Jaylen Brown. Get rid of Brown.
You know why this won't put them over Cleveland? LeBron James.
Yeah.
It don't matter. You add Paul George, Gordon Hayward, you're still not going to beat LeBron James.
If you add Paul George and Hayward, yeah, and you keep Isaiah, maybe.
I saw Paul George in a very good series a few years ago with a really good team.
Who was a really good team?
The Indiana Pacers that year, they pushed Miami to 7 games in that Eastern Conference Finals. They were really good that year. Not enough. And Gordon Hayward didn't show me anything in these playoffs this year.
No, he didn't. But
you trying to sell me on Gordon Hayward is going to beat LeBron James? I don't think so, homie.
It'd be more collective than that.
Like I was telling Too Legit, having Gordon Hayward does not put you over the top. No. I don't think, because
he's a good player.
He's a good player. He played really good in Utah, but how will he play in Boston or Chicago, a bigger city?
He'll probably just be a guy.
Right.
He's going to be a guy. He is a guy. He's going to be a well-paid guy. Hopefully, he won't be like Chandler Parsons, just get paid and just chill because he's hurt all the time.
The best agent in sports. Right? He is the best agent in sports,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you, man. Hustler. Hustler 101. Chandler Parsons' pitcher will come up.
So, does Blake Griffin – he opted out of his contract. He come back to L.A.?
Absolutely. He loves L.A. Wife is out there. Kids are out there. He loves, you know, all the celebrity, all the things that come with being in L.A., and he's about to sign a $200 million deal. I'm not leaving. Chris Paul left. That was his biggest hang-up. He didn't like Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is gone. He loves DeAndre Jordan. He loves Doc Rivers. I'm coming back. I'm here.
All right. Here's some Bleacher Report stuff about when the deadline hit or the free agency starts on the 1st. Jrue Holiday says bye-bye to New Orleans. Where do you think he ends up?
Whoever signs him, whoever gives him money, I think he doesn't care.
The bad part with this, there's so many point guards right now, especially with the draft. You got Jeff Teague that's out there, George Hill, Patty Mills, and Derrick Rose.
I want to see New Orleans sign one of these point guards, a Jeff Teague, a Kyle Lowry, somebody to pair up with Anthony Davis. You lost Jrue Holiday. Tim Frazier went to Washington. Those were your two guards last year. Come on, New Orleans. Can y'all do something to help AD out?
Hopefully they do. There's some point guards to bring in, too. So hopefully
they have tons of cap space. They haven't gave Boogie any money yet either.
They got supposedly Paul Millsap going to Denver.
Hmm. I'm not mad at that. Denver is a fun team, man. And that Jokic kid, Jokic, that kid is unbelievable. They got some good pieces down there in Denver. But, Paul, I thought you said you wanted to go win a championship. You might need to go to, like,
somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Denver. Darno Gallinari going from Denver to
Danilo Miami. Gallinari, the big piece for the Carmelo Anthony trade.
Yep.
Now Denver's just past all that. Danilo's a good player, man. I think he'll work well in Miami. Miami has good pieces. They have long, athletic pieces. Their guards are really long. Dragic, Deion Waiters, Josh Richardson. Hopefully Justice Winslow comes back 100% for you. You still got my man Hassan Whiteside patrolling the paint. You picked up Bam Adebayo from Kentucky, another athletic forward. Miami looks pretty good, man. And then Danilo Gallinari, who come in and stretch the floor. Miami's making a play, man. Watch to next season. LeBron, Chris Paul. LeBron, we ain't mad at you. Come on back, man. Come on back to South Beach. Look what we got around you now. There you go. There you go. You put LeBron on Miami with Whiteside, Winslow, Richardson, Dragic, Waiters. You add Chris Paul down there. They can compete. They can compete. I like what Miami's doing, man. Come on, Miami.
And they get D-Wade back. They're going to be the truth.
They're going to be the truth. D-Wade, come on. Wade.
I think he goes back, man.
You know what I hate, though?
Has his championships. He has his legacy.
He's got his money.
His legacy is the third best shooting guard of all time.
Third.
He's third.
Whoa. Said third best shooting guard of all time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's above him?
Kobe and Jordan.
He's right behind Kobe and Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He passed Jerry West.
Jerry West is like a tweener.
Yeah, he passed Jerry. Because I see some list that has Jerry West as point guard.
Yeah.
I saw all-time great point guard list one time. Jerry West is on that.
You think about two guards that have played, and there's been some good ones. Ray Allen.
George Gervin. I got to put George Gervin up there.
George Gervin was really good. George Gervin up there. The doctor, I don't know where to put him because he was only 6'6", but he wasn't really a shooter.
You know, it's funny. I told someone who loves Dr. J, I was like, please, give me a highlight. Give me a clip of Dr. J shooting a jumper. You can't find one.
Him or Neek.
There is some of Neek.
I don't know, man. Clyde Drexler.
Clyde was good, but
I think Dwayne Wade's better than Clyde Drexler.
One ring.
Are we judging everything by rings?
Dwayne Wade carried Miami for like 3 or 4 years. Drexler never put a team on his shoulders by himself and had to carry that team.
No, he put that Portland team.
Portland had that talent.
They had talent, but he had to put that team on his back.
When Dwayne Wade lost everybody and it was Dwayne Wade and crew, and Dwayne Wade was dunking on Anderson Varejão and catching lobs from half court, and they were making the 8th or 7th seed with nothing. And Wade was getting like 27 a game.
Y'all might kill me. I might even put AI up there.
I love AI.
AI over Wade.
Reggie Miller, I might put.
Oh, no. I wouldn't put Reggie Miller.
Because he was such a better shooter than
Dwayne. Yeah, but that's it. He was so one-dimensional. It was ridiculous.
Like, D-Wade got his own bucket, got his own shot. Earl the Pearl Monroe. I look at Earl like a point guard. When he was in Washington, he was asked to score. But when he went and played with Clyde Frazier in New York.
And a lot of people back then didn't even think that was going to work.
No, with those two in the backcourt. I think he's great. Ray Allen, I wouldn't put him better than Dwayne Wade.
Ray Allen was the top one.
I think he's definitely top five.
D Wade is up there, man.
I don't know if he's third, but he's up there in my opinion.
I don't know if I put Allen Iverson over Wade.
It's tough, man. Him and AI.
And I love AI.
Me too.
I love AI. Oh,
man.
But you had to accommodate so much for AI. D-Wade could adapt to whatever you put around D-Wade.
I know, but no. But look who Allen Iverson played with.
They had no choice because Allen didn't want to pass the ball to anybody.
I know, but AI had nobody. No one.
They tried
ever.
To get him Jerry Stackhouse. They got him Larry Hughes. They had push shooters around him. And he wouldn't pass them the ball.
Remember,
he had Kyle Korver, too.
And he wouldn't pass him the ball.
And Iggy.
And wouldn't pass him the ball. AI wanted to shoot every shot, but he wanted everybody else to play defense for him. And that's what he got when they got to the final.
No, David. No Reggie Miller over Wade. Please, no. No.
I feel you. I love Reggie Miller's game, too. But you couldn't put the ball in Reggie's hands and say, okay.
I need a bucket.
Go get it.
Yeah, they said about 5 picks for him.
Listen, no, I can't disagree with, Reggie Miller. I mean, everybody's got their – Wade had to get more help to do anything. All right. So we'll see.
This speaks on the greatness of Dwayne Wade. Second year in the league, when Shaq was ready to be traded from L.A., he said Miami. Mm-hmm. First words came out of his mouth. And why?
Because Dwayne.
Because he recognized
the talent. And in that finals, remember that finals against Dallas? He averaged 35 a game.
They were down 2-0. Shaq looked done.
They were down 2-0.
Shaq was done.
Zip.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, here comes Dwayne Wade. He put on this cape and said, I'm going to take us to the finish.
Probably the greatest one-man show I've ever seen in basketball.
Besides Dirk Nowitzki a few years later.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. Anything else NBA free agency before we move on?
I'm super stoked, man. I'm ready to see the NBA. Even though we know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's more interesting this offseason than it is regular season.
It
is.
Always.
Well, not this year seems like more and more. I mean, trying to catch the Warriors and put together another super team looks like more fun.
I wish we could have at least 4 or 5 super teams.
I wish we wouldn't have any.
They need them.
They need a few more. If we're going to have them,
we need to say we need 4 teams to say, okay, y'all can legitimately win the championship, not one.
Yeah, we got one team.
Yeah.
We already know. We're sitting here on June 29th, 2017. We already know who the damn NBA champ is going to be for 2018.
And even if they lose Iguodala and Sean Livingston, they're still going to be a Harry Frank.
Unless you put the banana boat crew together, then maybe.
They got the piece in New York.
They have to do this at some point. All right, because I can't see Dwayne Wade, Carmelo, Chris Paul, and LeBron sitting there saying, all right, we can't beat them individually other places. We have to come together for a 2-year run
just to see if we can beat them. Just to see.
If they do that and LeBron loses, I don't want anyone to ever say that LeBron is better than Jordan. Never. All right, I'm just pointing it out. Because that's 4 all-stars
Hall of Famers
in their prime together that couldn't beat a Golden State team.
I don't know about when they get together to be in their prime.
No, they're not in their prime. They're still in their prime. They'll all be past their prime.
Hey, they're 32, 33 right now.
Your prime is between 27 and 31, 32.
Depends. LeBron's still in prime.
D-Wade is way past his prime.
D-Wade's past his prime.
Carmelo Anthony's starting to get there.
And Chris Paul's starting to get there, too.
No, the only one of the 4 of them that their talent is starting to go is Carmelo. Chris Paul still puts up points and plays. Dwayne Wade's playing fine.
But Dwayne Wade,
he's not throwing 30 points a game anymore.
He might give you about 50 games.
50, I'm just saying.
60 games.
Going playoff times, it would be all 4 of them playing on the court at the same time.
But LeBron would have to carry the bulk.
Right. Yeah, the bulk.
Shoulder the load to get them to the playoffs.
Well, you saw who was on the front of the banana boat. It was LeBron. All right, there you go.
True.
I mean, come on.
I saw another meme with Paul George on the back now, too.
Paul George jumping off.
You put those 5 together, we'll see. All right, winners and losers of the NBA draft. Do y'all have a team or anything?
I didn't think any team lost.
I think everybody filled a need.
Except Chicago. Chicago probably. Yeah,
they got pimped.
They look like losers right now.
Once again, another Chicago team that gets duped in the draft.
I don't think the draft was that bad for Chicago.
Another Chicago team gets pimped.
They do have the Bulls as a loser. Yeah. Winners of the draft, to me, had to be Minnesota.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lauri Markkanen for Jimmy Butler. That's a win.
And they got a draft pick. Mm-hmm. You got the kid from Missouri.
And Chicago's probably going to suck next year, so this draft pick is probably going to be a good pick.
And that's good for me. That's good for me. Anybody in that division, Indiana, Chicago's going to suck.
Sacramento, I'm going to give them a win. I think they have really good draft.
I love the Harry Giles pick late. They picked up Justin Jackson. I don't know about Justin Jackson. Hopefully Harry Giles can pan out for them.
But De'Aaron Fox, though,
that's the gold star right there.
That's what I wanted. That's who I wanted.
To me, the Celtics. All right, getting Tatum at 3, I think it's going to be a steal.
And they're talking about people still screaming they're going to move. No, you don't move Jason Tatum. You give Jason Tatum a couple years to see what you got because this kid can score the ball. He's 6'8". You can't teach that.
We feel the need. We got Kennard. We got a 6'5 floor spreader.
He's going to be a serviceable player.
And this is a shooting league, so I'm not mad at that pick. Hopefully
he doesn't get caught up in that reality life with the Chrisley girl.
Yeah, is that Chandler Parsons ex or something?
Oh, Chandler was trying to holler at her, but Chandler's like 10 years older than she is. So.
I'm going to say the losers, probably the Blazers and Pistons. The Blazers.
Pistons?
Yeah. They had
you Zach don't like Collins Zach Collins?
And Swanigan from Purdue. Kennard, man, it looks like he looks like John Singler.
See, everybody's saying that, but I saw some film. He puts the ball on the floor. He has a little handle. He can create his own shot. Singler was just a spot shooter. That's it.
And Kennard can go against the best athletes and still get buckets.
Yeah, he's a little. He has some athleticism to him, and he can shoot.
And another winner for me, the Warriors. They added Jordan Bell, the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Oregon.
From Oregon.
Young athlete.
The kid that was.
Talking junk about LeBron already. Did you hear that?
He should be.
He was talking junk about LeBron already.
He's going to one of the best teams.
Like, bro, make the team first.
Yeah, we're not even sure if you make the team.
If he makes the team, watch out, though.
Make the team first.
And then last for me, man, Dennis Smith Jr. is a sleeper. I'm telling you. The kid's going to be great.
I wish we would have got him. Yeah.
I was watching him slide. I was like, come on, slide past Dallas. He might slide. Nope.
Dallas is on him. Dallas is on him from jump.
Yeah.
Dallas is on him.
They were on a guard.
Yeah.
I think New York is going to regret passing him.
Who?
New York. The Knicks. Nick.
No faith in Frank.
He would have been perfect in New York because he's that type of player.
He's box office. He could be box office.
He would sell tickets.
He could definitely be box office.
All right. Moving to – let's go into two words. Y'all got anything else NBA draft related?
Luke Kennard, baby. I'm getting that jersey.
Are you getting
23.
I will not be getting a Dwight Howard, but I will get a Monk.
Malik Monk.
I might get a Dwayne Macon Bacon Wade.
Go ahead and get whatever you want.
That Hibbert one got to be on sale by now, right?
I already got a Hibbert.
I don't think they exist.
I got a Hibbert Pacer jersey. I ain't going that far.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, John Cena hints at potential feud with Roman Reigns.
I would love to see that, just to see the crowd pop with that.
Yeah. Who is the crowd going to
hate more?
Say sucks more, Cena or Reigns?
Reigns. They're cheering.
Reigns
they're
is taking
Cena.
That. They're taking that mantra.
Cena's been away for a while, and this is where it helps Cena. He's away. They let the crowd die down and hate Reigns. You come back. You cheer for Cena.
They going to want Fruity Pebbles to stay at home. They going to be like, Cena sucks. And Roman Reigns is going to get all the love.
No, dude, Roman Reigns ain't getting love.
Dude, they hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
half the crowd loves him. Half the crowd
But
no, he's their best reaction right now, man.
Yeah, I know.
He plays. I like how he plays to it, too. I love how he plays. I like Roman Reigns.
Well, that's
man.
What
like
you
Roman
had to Reigns. Do. You have
I,
to
I like him, man. I'm not one of those dudes that hate him. The only problem I had is they did try to force him down our throats a little early.
And that's why he got. That's where he at right now. But it ended up working out for the best.
It did.
No, it ain't worked out yet. What are y'all talking about? It ain't worked out yet.
He gets the best reaction from the crowd.
He does.
The problem is that he. Don't even get me started on Bray Wyatt. It's the same thing every week. No, I do like he gets the crowd reaction. The only thing with Roman Reigns, he needs to be a heel at some point. That'll make it better.
Join the authority.
Yeah.
Become Triple H's gosh.
Sometimes you got to embrace the hate.
You got to embrace
it,
man.
You do. Wear that black hat.
Don't you see the heels hold the titles a lot longer than the faces? Man.
So what was your two words?
Two words. Big deal. Can't wait to see it. Big deal. This is a big deal.
All right. Do you have one?
Two words for that. Cena sucks.
SummerSlam. Jimmy Butler didn't like how Bulls handled the trade. Being the face isn't as good as I thought.
I heard when he said that.
Sour grapes. He did not want to leave Chicago. He's from Marquette. He's from that area. Did not want to leave, but he is in a good situation.
He is, man. He has.
Don't take them sour grapes. Make some wine and move on with Minnesota, man.
He has a point guard that will get him the ball.
Who wants the pass?
Rubio. Rubio, I mean, I like him. He can't play no D, and he doesn't ever look
at
the
rim. But I don't like the Derrick Rose thing. Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler did not get along in Chicago.
Yeah, I know.
Why the hell are you going to bring him to Minnesota now?
You shouldn't bring him in.
No.
You need an athletic defensive
Go sign guard. John Simmons. John Simmons is a free agent. San Antonio, take him from San Antonio. That kid is tenacious. He's a good backup guard for Jimmy Butler.
Did y'all give me two words?
I said sour grape.
Sour grape.
I didn't give you two words. Good trade. For Minnesota.
What the hell are you doing, Chicago? Chris Paul despises Doc. CP3's relationship with Doc Rivers was ruined after he refused to deal with Austin Rivers for Melo.
Spoiled brat. Yeah. CP3, if he doesn't like it, he just jumps off the deep end, and then they have broken relationships. It's good to be a leader. It's good to be vocal, trying to get the best out of your team, but you can't keep doing the same thing and keep getting the same results, and then you just dip.
He doesn't get along with any coaches.
He doesn't get along with coaches. He doesn't get along with teammates.
That's not true. Look how long he lasts in New Orleans and L.A. He lasts in L.A. for a long time.
Yeah.
You can last you're under contract, but they didn't like him.
Him and Byron Scott bumped him. But that might be more an indictment on Byron Scott, too, because Byron Scott didn't get along with his point guards.
Yeah, he busted everybody.
Jason Kidd in New Jersey. Yeah. Kyrie Irving, from what I heard, when
you're a former point guard and you're a coach, I think it's hard, especially on the point guards. And you're in no – CP3's in a no-win situation when you bring your coach's son, who, by the way, went to Duke. So I'm going to say just another Duke player ruining the situation.
If anything, Doc Rivers – I blame Doc Rivers a little for that, because at that time when they got Austin Rivers, they should have addressed the need, which is a three. They should have got Paul Pierce then.
They would have traded Austin Rivers, who would have been the point guard, because Chris Paul was hurt at this time.
It doesn't matter.
Raymond Felton.
You still got to trade him. You have Raymond Felton be the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Curse Axel rips LeVar Ball segment and Raw says he was disgusted and embarrassed.
I was too.
Sour grapes. He mad because he's not getting any airtime, and LeVar Ball
that is not true.
Yeah, he's
Mr. Raj.
He's only there because of his dad. If it wasn't for his dad,
he's in the new Mr.
I see
Mr. Raj.
That little
Miz has a gang now.
Yes, him and Bo Dallas.
He about to lose Maurice, it looks like.
Yeah. Vince Young rips garbage Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's still blank getting paid. What the blank is going on?
Now, that's sour grapes.
Definitely. Yeah.
I got two words. All-American Flag Football League.
Yeah. Listen, Vince.
Another career.
I've never been a big Vince Young guy. Great college quarterback. Has a winning record as a starter in the NFL. Has a winning record. But he was like, wasn't he like mentally weak?
I got two words for Vince Young. Colin Kaepernick. Both of y'all in the same boat. Y'all never get back in the league. Damn.
Not Vince Young. And he had like four chances. What are you talking about, Vince? He had like four or five chances.
Yeah, Vince had a lot of chances.
Green Bay.
Philly.
Philadelphia.
He had chances.
But did you hear what he said? He's writing a book. And he said he's going to expose the hell out of Jeff Fisher.
He should. Jeff Fisher ruined his career.
What happened? I want to know
what
happened.
Jeff Fisher ruined his career in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's true.
He was eating too much cheesecake. He was coming into the camp out of shape.
What was going on with those two?
Two things. First of all, Jeff Fisher is not a good quarterback coach. We all know that. Second thing, Vince Young was out of shape, didn't care. He didn't have anybody to really coach him.
Jeff Fisher, shout out, 85 Bears.
Oh, another shout out. David Fitzdale. All right. Anyway, getting back to the show. What's wrong with David Fitzdale shout out? Dude, I love David Fitzdale as coach.
I do too.
Could he come to Charlotte coach? We need him. Cam says he needs to be better Panthers to bounce back. My job isn't to always be a playmaker.
Whatever, Cam. That's my two words. Whatever.
Hard work. Dedication to craft.
Stop crying. Bill Russell says, I would kick ass at the NBA Awards, prove he's the GOAT at the NBA Awards show.
He pointed at all the five centers that were on the stage with them. Dikembe, Alonzo, I think. It was Kareem. It was Shaq. It was David Robinson. He pointed out each one of them and said, I would kick y'all ass.
Everybody loved that.
That looks like something Michael Jordan is going to do when it's Michael Jordan's time for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Hell yeah.
But
love Bill Russell.
Everybody in their prime, Bill, you will get ate up by every last person up there.
But he didn't. He shut down Will Chamberlain. He played against Al Cinda in his prime.
I don't know about that.
And Kareem – He don't want Kareem.
Hey, no, I don't know about that. You go back, if you go back and watch Bill Russell, there's a reason he's one of the best ever.
But he was undersized. He was.
He still had 40 rebounds in game seven of an NBA Finals.
You didn't score against Bill Russell.
And
you were Wilt Chamberlain. Come on, man. Who scored 100 points in a game? You couldn't beat him.
Listen, Shaq would destroy him.
I don't know about that.
Kareem.
I don't know about that.
Just the skyhook alone, he couldn't stop.
We have to argue about that.
Please.
But Bill Russell is one of the top three players to play basketball, not just center. He is one of the greatest to play basketball.
Great, but I don't know.
And when you're him, MJ, Kobe, Bron's up there, those four, I mean, no one's else.
You actually put Kobe in? A lot of people don't put Kobe
up there. I put Kobe up there. Kobe's up there in the top five.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I got Kobe like at 11.
5-0, man.
5-0.
No, 5-1.
5-2.
5-2, right? All right. 5-2. Five championships. That second run that he made with Gasol and them, that put him up there.
LeBron, maybe.
Yeah. LeBron's number five. Despicable Me 3 movie comes out this weekend.
Gru and Drew.
Can't wait.
Never seen.
Can't wait. You never saw the Despicable Me's? All right. You're missing out, man. Baby Driver. What about that one? You want to watch that movie?
Who's in that?
Jamie Foxx.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that. Yeah. Shazam.
Can't wait.
Beat Shazam.
What about The House of Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler?
Pass.
Yeah,
homie.
I'll pass on this one. All right. Let's go into Bon Voyage. We're done. I think we beat the NBA to a...
Beat them to death until next week, huh?
I like the NBA segments.
Yeah.
It's a lot to talk about this summer.
Yeah, it is.
I would say bon voyage.
Hey, y'all got anything?
As always, bon voyage to this week's segments of BSS Carolinas. Catch us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Where else can you catch us at? Rock the Breakdown Sports Show page.
You can breakdownsportsshow.com. You can check us out there. You can follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. You can like us. You can follow us on Instagram. BSS Carolina.
Really? Yeah.
There's some
Facebook. Come on now. Let's get these Facebook comments and stuff. I know y'all was at work today, most of y'all.
And you can call us every week at
919-943-2044. If we're not on the show, don't call the phone.
Yeah, we ain't doing a show, don't call it.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
trust me. You got any?
No, I don't have anything, all man. Right. Once again, man, great show. God bless.
All right. Kenley Jansen, major league record for strikeout survival walk to start of season ends at 51. Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias put on season ending DL. He was in the minors. Cowboys David Irving suspended 4 games to start the NFL season. Another Cowboy, another suspension.
Mo drugs in Dallas.
Okay, watch it. Miguel Montero let go by Cubs. Jason Williams out 6-8 months. And Giants closer Mark Melican is put on DL. He's been on DL most of the season.
Man.
As you can tell.
That is tough.
Yeah. That big free agent signing on the DL.
On the DL. You got anything else for us, Rock?
Nope, I'm good. As always, make sure you check us out on all our pages, our website, everywhere. And have a great week in sports, and you can catch us everywhere.
Always, sports is life. Love y'all.
It's just one.